Good morning. Let us open our Bible. We will finish our Bible reading from Psalm 119. This morning we read from 169 to 176. Psalm 119, 168 to 176. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. Let my lips utter praise, for you teach me your status. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precept. I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live that it may praise you, and let your ordinance help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandment. Let us pray. Father, we come to you this morning. Thank you for leading us week by week. And then today we will finish the last part of your word from Psalm 119. We pray that your word live in our life. Thank you, Father. Speak to us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, if we remember from the beginning to the end of Psalm 119, then we can see like a short story about David's life. I said David because the writer of this psalm is David. Yeah. David's life regarding the word of God. He experienced three important things in his life. First, regarding God's word. God's word has established him. God's word has strengthened him. God's word has transformed him. But at the end of this chapter, we see that he still needs more of God. Yeah. He already experienced, but he still need more. Yeah. I need you more, Lord. Yeah. Again and again. No wonder there are some similar sentences that we can find in previous verse. For example, let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Give me understanding. This sentence already speak before this verse, yeah, to show us that he repeat and repeat. His repetition means that he still need God more and more. In what area David needs God? First 169, in prayer, yeah, he cry, come before you, oh Lord, give me understanding. He always asks God. And then 177, let my lips utter praise, let my tongue sing your word. He always praise the Lord. And then the last part, let your hand be ready in to help me. He asks more God help in his life. So in prayer, in worship, and in salvation, he always asks God to do more, to do more. Almost similar with his story, I see from Genesis chapter 32. Yeah, let open Genesis 32. Genesis 32. Verse 26. Then he said, let me go, for the dawn is breaking. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Yeah, this is like Jacob and the angel of Jehovah, which is Jesus. Yeah, after speaking with the angel, after the angel talked to Jacob, and then the angel about to leave, but Jacob still hold the angel. I will not let you go. I need you more. I need you more. I need you more. If you know that the situation of Jacob is really very, very stressed, because Jacob in between Laban and Esau. He just left Laban. And then now he want to forward to see Esau. Go back, meet Laban. He stole something from Laban. And then strike forward. If he met with Esau, then long time experience, he cheat Esau so that he can get the right of elder son. He really don't know where to go. In this situation, he just come and then ask God to help him. That's why Jacob really hold the angel. I will not let you go. I want to know who you are. Please bless me. I am in really, really difficult situation. So this kind of narrative almost similar with David. David always say, "I let my praise, let your salvation come upon me." Yeah. The other example from 2 Kings chapter 2. Let us see 2 Kings chapter 2. I also some similarity. 2 Kings chapter 2. We read verse 4. Elijah said to him, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. But he said, as the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you. So they come to Jericho. Yeah. I always slip tongue. Elijah. Okay. In Bahasa, it's easy for me. Elijah, he didn't want to leave Elijah. Yeah. He go together. It seemed that he needs something. Yeah, he needs something. So I wonder why David insists want God more and more. It seemed that David, like greedy person, greedy of spiritual, never satisfied. I want you more, God. I want you more, God. Or it seemed that David, like a person that, bless me. Yeah. And is there any other reason? Yes. There is one reason, and that is the most important. In verse 176, you see, he closed this psalm with this sentence, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant. Now, this is the reason. David pushed his position like a lost sheep. You know that before David became a king, he was a servant. Yeah, and then he know how servant, how the sheep live. The sheep is weak animal. The sheep, they don't have like a killer weapon. They only have two horn, but that's so small. Yeah. And then around the sheep, there are a lot of wild animal want to eat the sheep. Even men also want to have the sheep. Now, the sheep is weak and so many animal. Yeah. So you can imagine how can the sheep live without the shepherd. And then now David put his position not only as a sheep, but also as a lost sheep. Lost sheep means a sheep that cannot go back, go home, really needs guidance. Yeah. In this position, David say, I cannot live without you. That's why I really need you. I really need you. So, I try to understand this sentence. Now I know that the process of our spiritual growth not end by you can revise the Bible, you can know theology, you experience God. No. That's not the end. The end of our spiritual journey is if we go back to this verse. This verse means the end of our spiritual journey is we live in depending with God. Always depending with God. Like a lost sheep, I cannot live without you. Thanks God that when we understand this, so prayer and reading Bible never stop in our life. Prayer is the breath of life. Reading Bible is feeding yourself with spiritual food. So prayer and reading Bible is two essential spiritual activity. We do that because why? Because we need that. We need it. We cannot live without God. Like Jesus said, man does not live by food alone, but by the word of God. So David give us a good explanation and example from his life. And as you know, brothers and sisters, when David write this chapter, his position is not as a shepherd, but his position as the king of Israel. So even his position as the king of Israel, he still need God. If the king still need the God, more of that, we are not the king. That's why what David has done should also done by us. We need God because we cannot live without God. So that's the conclusion of Psalm 119. May God bless us. What's the next? The next is not we finish. No, but we continue again. Live in the depending with God. Always and always. So seek God. Find God. Have fellowship with Him. And God already give us this one. So this Bible for me, like a love letter from God to us. A love letter from God to us. I remember about 26 years ago. Next month, my 26th anniversary. So, 25th anniversary. So, 26 years ago, when Mimi in Jakarta, I fly to East Borneo to do my internship. At that time, we don't have WhatsApp. If we don't have WhatsApp, that means you don't have WhatsApp call, video call. We only have a telephone line, which is expensive. As a student, I cannot call her anytime. I cannot call her anytime. But she wrote a letter on Monday. And then the letter sent to me. I received the letter on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And then on Friday, I sent the letter. And then finally, the letter more and more, like this thick. Yeah. So when I free, I read that letter. Of course, I read Bible more than her letter. Yeah. So when I read her letter, it bring me close to her. Yeah. So I said, Bible is a kind of that. Yeah. Today you don't have any letter. You only have WhatsApp message. Yeah. So the Bible similar, like love letter to God. The more we read, the more we know who He is, God, and what we need. So don't stop. Only finish from 119. Finish 119. Lead us to the understanding that I need God. I need God. I need God day by day. Yeah. That's what I can share from Psalm 119. I hope after you guys hear this message and you can upgrade your spiritual life by upgrading reading the Bible. So reading the Bible not as a habit, but reading the Bible because I know I need God every day. May God bless us. Worship Him. Let's put Him in our praise. At the same time, we can say, I need you, Lord, more and more. Thank you for giving us the Bible. Every time we read Bible, we can experience how close God in our life. May we enjoy this beautiful relationship with Him day by day.
May the words of my
they can we so we can live close and enjoy beautiful fellowship with you. Walk side by side by reading the Bible. Yes, we need you, Lord. Thank you for giving us such a precious Bible to us. We pray that we can upgrade our habit, desire in reading Bible. By that, we can feel how close we with you. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. We continue pray for brothers and sisters who are fighting with cancer in their body, who running chemotherapy or other surgery. We pray that God will give them power, strength to overcome all physical weakness. Let's pray together. Also pray for them. Some of them have not believed Jesus Christ. We pray that God will open their heart, especially in their difficult situation. They can come and see God, and God will give hand for them. Let's pray together. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are in infirmity condition. Yeah, let's God help them take out all weakness from their body. Pray for our brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. May God give the best for them. brothers and sisters, let us pray for mission work. This morning we pray for Japan. We pray for Pastor Sophia, Jumin and Hanjin at SP Tokyo. We pray for Kelly at India. We pray for Angela in Hong Kong and Oasis House Ministry for Pastor Jenny Oh. Let's pray together. Also pray for Mission Council. We pray that God always lead and bless Mission Council in leading SP, bring SP, change SP, become a mission church. Let's pray together. For local outreach ministry, Igape, Humi, Freedom Bridge, Recreation, and SP Life. Let's pray for all the teachers, all the people who join and do this ministry. May God bless them. Also pray for SP Foster and Adoption Ministry. We pray for Cadence, who coordinate all this ministry. For Friday night gathering, IP, SPU, SPU, and GIC class, we pray that all gathering really bless every member who join, and they can grow together. Also pray for pregnant moms. We pray for them that God bless them one by one, and then when time is come, all mom can deliver the baby in very, very good condition. Let's pray together. We also pray for Hong Kong. Day by day, we pray that the situation of Hong Kong getting better. But the most important, we pray for Hong Kong, so that Hong Kong can see Jesus Christ. Let's pray for people who have not believed Jesus in Hong Kong. Also spend time pray for our church. This Sunday we have All Sun meeting. We pray that through the meeting All Sun in our church can see God. From the meeting, bring our church go better and better. May God give peace and joy in the meeting. Father, thank you. Thank you for a good day that we can come to you. Thank you for good fellowship. Now we put our life into your hand. We pray that you lead us step by step, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen.